Just 1 week ago, House Republicans signed up a prominent law firm to go to court to support the Defense of Marriage Act. It's been an eventful week. That law firm has now resigned under pressure from gay rights advocates. The decision by the law firm King & Spalding prompted one of its best-known lawyers, former Solicitor General Paul Clement, to quit in protest. NPR's Kerry Johnson has the story.
The Defense of Marriage Act, or DOMA, defines marriage as being between a man and a woman. It passed Congress by big margins almost 15 years ago. But since then, it's become a major target of gay rights groups that have sued in several states. Earlier this year, the Obama Justice Department said it had concluded the law was unconstitutional and refused to defend it anymore. So House Republicans stepped in, hiring the law firm King & Spalding to take the cases. Exactly 7 days later, leaders of the firm withdrew, citing problems with the way the cases were approved. Conservatives like Ed Whalen say something else was going on.
The fact that the firm caved shows that the heat was too intense for its particularly low level of courage.
It did get intense. The largest civil rights groups for gay and lesbian people blasted the law firm and complained to its clients. Richard Socarides is fighting to get rid of the law.
All the House of Representatives seeks to defend in this case is the principle of discrimination and second-class treatment for gay Americans.
We have an adversary system of justice.
That's former Solicitor General Paul Clement.
It just doesn't work if you say that defending one side of the controversy is completely out of bounds.
Until yesterday, Clement was one of the best-known partners at King & Spalding. But he left when the firm abandoned the Defense of Marriage Act cases. Seth Waxman, a prominent Democratic lawyer, says Clement is just doing what a lawyer should.
His representation is, in fact, in the very highest and finest traditions of our legal system.
Clement's taking the cases with him to a new law firm, and he'll be in court in New York next month. Kerry Johnson, NPR News, Washington.